But we're, you know, seeing obviously a lot of work, a lot of film on the Cardinals. It's a really impressive team. I think they do a lot of things well. They're obviously well coached. They have a good organization. They've done a great job of building the team, and a lot of strengths. A lot of things we'll have to deal with. You know, offensively, it's probably as good a group of skilled players as we've seen in a long time. They have great receivers, tight ends, running backs, obviously quarterback, a lot of playmakers, a lot of players that can make big plays, and they make a lot of them. You know, special teams, Bethel, top special teams players in the league, it's probably as good as anybody will face. We obviously haven't seen a lot of him, but he's very excellent coverage player, kick blocker. So the returners are explosive players. You know, Johnson on kickoff returns last year, Peterson, very dangerous. Ellington, whoever we get back there, they're all big play type players. And defensively, this is a team that turns the ball over very well. They have a good pass rush, a lot of big guys up front. They're hard to block, and you know, Buchanan, Matthew, Peterson, all good ball disruption players, cause fumbles, intercept passes, sack the quarterback, very fast. Team has good speed. It's hard to outrun these guys. They track everybody down. I had a great year last year to the NFC Championship game, and just very consistent in their ability to score points, turn the ball over, and make a lot of productive plays in all three phases of the game. So they've had great success playing at home in their stadium. They have a big challenge for us down there, opening on the road against this quality of football team and the way they play there. So we need to have a really good week, and obviously need to go down and play a good football game in all three phases of the game.
Bill, Matthew's listed as a safety, but when you're watching the tape, it seems like he's playing in the slot a lot. He has that versatility. It seems like they use him pretty much anywhere and everywhere, right?
Well, they're using those two spots. Play safety in their base defense. They play slot in their nickel. They bring Swearinger in, or it could be Kristen, but whoever it ends up being. Whoever that third safety is, Matthew goes to the nickel corner. And when they're in their 3-4 defense, which they're in a lot, then he plays free safety. But it's like having three corners on the field, obviously. So, yeah. Owen say he plays everywhere. I'd say he plays those two spots.
What was your interaction with him when he was coming out? Did you get to know him, and what were your thoughts?
Yeah. Very productive player, very athletic, loves football, competes hard, and he's a tough kid. He'll strike you for his size. You know, he's not a big imposing player, but he plays with good physicality and toughness. Likes football. That was impressive.
Today for your practice, any question whether it would be an inside-outside thing with the game being inside, or is that not even a consideration?
Unless there's lightning in the forecast, yeah. Be outside.
Would you have seen the Brady gigantic banner outside on the stadium? Quite an honor for a player who won't be there for the 4 weeks.
Yeah, we're really focused on Arizona right now.
Yeah, for the fans, have you seen it?
Yeah, our focus is on the Cardinals. That's who we play this week. And all the other decorative and marketing things and so forth are not really part of the team's preparation. Focused on Arizona.
Well, kind of sticking with their secondary, Brandon Williams seems like an interesting guy. Only, I think, his second year playing cornerback. I guess, what did you see as a team from him coming out of college? Do you think he'd be able to make this transition as quickly as it seems like he has?
Well, you know, he's a talented player, fast, plays physical. Just not a lot of experience at the position. I know they traded for Cooper last week, so I'm not really sure what their plans are. We'll have to be ready for multiple players at that position. They obviously had a couple injuries in training camp, so how all that would have gone if Jenkins and if they hadn't had injuries or with Cooper, we'll just have to see how it all plays out. He's very good in the kicking game in terms of coverage, speed, and aggressiveness, toughness, which we saw at Texas A&M, and I'd say he's developing as a young corner. Where exactly he is, that's like every rookie, we'll see that going forward.
Bill, what are some of the unique challenges to preparing a team for week one? I know you've talked in years past about the uncertainty level after the off-season training camps, spring workouts, that kind of thing. When you get to week one, are you ever 100% sure what kind of team you have out there?
No, I don't think you really know your team until the middle of October, especially now with limited training camp. It's different than what it was, I was at the Giants, 50 preseason practices, you had a lot better idea. But, it is what it is. Every team's got the same opportunity. So, I think you'll see a lot of movement, a lot of adjustments in the first third of the season, like we've seen, historically here in the last few years. So there's uncertainty on your team, and then there's uncertainty in terms of the team that you're playing against, in this case Arizona. We've got 18 games from last year. Obviously they can't do everything that they did in those games, but you have to be aware of it. There are things that they did in regular season and postseason that are, they felt good enough about doing them in those situations. We got to respect them. So different combinations of personnel and so forth. So there's no way they could run, the 1,200 plays on either side of the ball that we have on them last year, 1,100, whatever it is. So there's a lot to get ready for on their end. And then there's, as we said, the uncertainty with every new team at the start of the season and in the first, 4, 5, 6, whatever games. So that's normal.
How much can this group of guys have responded to the series of challenges you put in front of them over the spring and the summer leading up to this week?
This team's worked hard. They've got a good work ethic, good attitude, coming ready to work every day. Try to do their best. Things we don't do well, we try to correct and get right the next time. And I'd say they've done a good job of that. They've tried to respond to the things we've asked them to do. Again, we have a number of new players like we do, like always do, like every team does. So there's a building process and a learning process there for all of us. And so we have to try to figure out what this team, how this team can best perform relative how we did another time or another with another group of players. May or may not be that relevant. It's really what we can do with this group and how we can get the most out of them. So, we've got a lot of work to do on the coaching end. We've got a lot of work to do on the playing end. But that's the way usually is the start of the season. I don't think there's anything unusual. It's just that's the challenge we face now.
Bill, early on in the season, when you game plan, especially for a week one opener, are you game planning based on what your players can do or what you're trying to stop Arizona from doing?
Yeah, same as every week, both. Both are important. You can't ignore your opponent, but you have to be responsive to what your team can do and what your players can do and what they're comfortable doing. So it's a combination of both, and I'd say that's the way it is every week.
Coach, Tom Brady's been a consistent A student for you for more than a decade. I'm just wondering if the challenge of molding a quarterback like Jimmy Garoppolo, who's lesser proven, makes you feel alive in a way that maybe you haven't in years.
I enjoy working with all our players, Jimmy and Jacoby. That's who we're working with now. They'll work hard. They'll do a good job. And we'll prepare them the best we can. We'll prepare whoever is playing for us at any position the best that we can. That's what we do.
Coach, I want to
guys, let's take two more.
I want to put this in the form of preparing for Arizona with the Kaepernick issue of standing or kneeling during the national anthem. At least one NFL coach has advised his players on how to act during that, with an eye toward possibly avoiding distractions in Arizona. Have you given your players any advice? Has anybody with the team advised them how to handle the anthem?
Yeah, that was been addressed.
Pardon?
So yeah, that's been addressed. That was addressed a long time ago.
Long time ago, not since this happened?
It's been addressed.
No details on how it's been addressed or when?
It's already been addressed. I've already talked about that.
Take one more.
Bill, how much, I guess, growth have you seen from the secondary unit as a whole over the past year? And how much of a benefit is it when you have, essentially, I know you have some new players, but essentially you have the same starting guys returning from a year ago?
Well, I think the group has definitely grown together. I mean, they've had a lot of experience together. There are a lot of things that we can do now that we wouldn't have been able to do at this time last year with that group of players because we've done them for a year or we did them in different game plan situations last year. We obviously have some new players that are involved in the mix. Cyrus. I mean, even Coleman, who wasn't, he was here, but he, you know, didn't play a lot last year. He missed some time at various points in the season. John Jones. So, you know, there are guys that are a little new to some of that. And again, we always have to review it. And each situation is different. I mean, even though you play the same coverage or the same adjustment against Arizona that maybe we played against somebody else, it's a little different because of what Arizona does and who the players are they're doing it with and so forth. So, you know, it's continues to evolve. But the fact that we have some experience back there, and I would say with the linebackers in coverage, you know, Jamie and High and Freeney, that those guys have a, you know, that there's definitely a level of communication and continuity there that, you know, is beneficial. And the fact that we've done some of those things from a year ago, there's definitely some carryover.
All right.
Yep. Okay.